It's just coming up to 11:31. That was Cherry Blossom Girl with Air. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, joining me in the studio is Tristan Churchwood, who's here to talk about a crowdfunding appeal for Chris Tester. So, very good morning.
Good morning.
Managed to find us.
Yeah, eventually, yes.
Were you just running around the Brentwood?
I was just running around a field saying, I think someone stitched me up here, allegedly. There's a radio station around here somewhere.
Yeah, normally I do say we're by the skip, but it kind of makes it sound not so nice.
Yeah, but there's
nice.
A skip round the back as well, so I was standing there for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you'll be lurking around by skips. Now, you've come in today to talk about a crowdfunding appeal for Chris Tester. Many of you would have seen this story. Can you tell us about Chris, what happened?
I went to school with Chris, so Chris was at Brentwood School with me and many others from about sort of 91 to 97. As what happens when you leave school, people go in different directions, go off to uni and stuff like that. So I hadn't actually spoken to him for a few years. On Boxing Day, I looked on Facebook and we saw this crowdfunding appeal. Tragically, what happened briefly for anyone who doesn't know, Chris's parents got a restaurant in Antigua. Chris was over for the holidays, just for Christmas. The restaurant was open on Christmas Day. When the restaurant closed, as I understand it, they were sort of in the house bit that they live next to the restaurant, and a armed gunman came in and basically demanded money. Chris's dad, Tony, went to hand the money over, and there was some sort of altercation, scuffle. As I understand it, or we understand it, Chris was protecting his mother and received a gunshot wound to the head, a very, very serious injury. Obviously, it was a very tragic story. A lady called Charlotte Williams, who lives out in Antigua, she started the page. And so all the old school boys and girls from school, and we all started getting on it. We started spreading the word on social media. Basically, we were raising money. The injury was so serious that, understandably, the family, the Testers, wanted to get Chris back to the UK so he could get the best assistance and help and everything else. So what the crowdfunder was for, the original target was 90,000, and the 90,000 was for the air ambulance back, but they stretched it to 110 because they had to move him from Antigua to Guadalupe, and that was 20,000. So basically the crowdfunder is to fund the cost of flying him home. As far as I know, he's coming back this evening. He'll be landing in Exeter, and he's going to a specialist hospital down in the southwest.
Do you know if he's regained consciousness?
He was put into an induced coma.
Yep.
I've spoken to Chris's dad directly a couple of times. As far as I know, he was in an induced coma. He was either brought out of it or he came out of the coma the other day.
Yeah.
I believe he spoke very, very briefly. Mm. And then he either went under or they put him back under.
Yeah.
So the good thing about it is that he did speak. What the family have said is that obviously they want to get him back here because we are quite aware of what the injuries are, but until you get him back here and they're properly checked through. As with all these things, this is where, don't get me wrong, I'm one of the biggest critics of social media, but at the same time, this is where it can be really, really positive social media. So obviously we started spreading the word and the donations were coming in, and we were saying to our friends and on social media, look, if you can just share the crowdfunding page and donate what you can.
Yeah.
Also, if for whatever reason, if you can't donate, you know, like you say, it's just been Christmas. Everyone has, for want of a better word, everyone has a cause. You know, I understand not everybody knows Chris, but this is a tragic story. If you know Chris or not, everybody can relate to the fact that he was protecting his parents, you know, and all we've said to people is if people can spread the word, because the more publicity it gets is obviously the more benefit for the appeal. And if you can donate, great. And like you say, if it's a quid, 10 quid, £1,000, the most important thing is that he is stable.
And he's home today. But the amount of money that's raised, that's obviously got him home. When you have anything like a brain injury, you know, if he was working, if he's got a family, everything from that point changes, because until he actually gets looked at the hospital and they can look where the care's going to be. So this is going to be an ongoing thing.
The urgency over the last week has been because we've got to pay for the air ambulance and everything. So that's the 90 to 110. We've been talking, like I say, a few of us behind the scenes, that we want to get this done. We want to get to the 110. Hopefully we should get there fairly soon. I mean, I looked this morning, we're on over 100,000. So we've only got to go another 10. Once he's back here, which is tonight, I believe, and then the injuries are assessed, we will then look at, because obviously he will be covered by the NHS and everything else. But like you say, there's an element of aftercare and isn't always covered. I've got to say about Chris. Chris from school, he was a right Jack the lad. He was a real boy and lovely family and everything else. And knowing Chris as I do, and the family said this, obviously Chris, he's not aware of what's going on. He will be gobsmacked at how people are sort of pulling together for him and everything else. And they are so, so grateful. And like I say, this goes to prove that, you know, social media can be used for good, because we've been blown away by the support this has got. And again, I think it relates to the fact, as I was saying, that it is just a tragic story. If I picked up the newspaper and saw this, regardless of the fact I was friends with him for many years, it does, it hits home. So, but any help from your listeners would be fantastic. Thank you.